Okay. Thank you, and welcome to this very last presentation about model-based speech enhancement. At first, I would like to give the outline of this talk. I will start with a short introduction. Afterwards, I will give a brief overview about the model-based noise reduction system we use here for speech enhancement. Then I will present our as an R-dependent MMSE estimator, where as an R-dependent here means that we have different MMSE estimators and the input as an R decides which one we choose. Then I will show some test results, I will give a short demonstration, and we'll finally summarize this talk. Okay, at first, let me introduce the notation we use in this presentation. We're considering, for example, such a scenario where we record the noisy microphone signal Y, which consists of a clean speech signal S that is additive disturbed by a noise signal N. In the frequency domain, we use this representation here, where we use capital letters with frame index lambda and frequency index mu. All estimates in the following are denoted by a hat. For example, here at the output of our noise suppression system, the hopefully enhanced speech signal S hat of K. In literature, so-called statistical noise reduction approaches are often used for the purpose of speech enhancement. Among them, for example, the Wiener filter or the waiting rules by Ephraim and Malar. These techniques usually assume a certain distribution for the speech and the noise signal, for example, a Gaussian or a gamma PDF, and apply mathematical criteria like MMSE, maximum likelihood, or MAP in order to estimate the speech signal. So the classification is based here on memoryless a priori knowledge. In contrast, the advantage of model-based approaches is that they can additionally consider correlation across time and or frequency, for example, by using a specific model of our speech production system. So here, we can exploit a priori information of higher order. And one example of such a model-based approach is the modified Kalman filter I will present in the following. The system consists of two steps. In the first step, called propagation step, we try to exploit temporal correlation of speech DFT coefficients. This is illustrated here. We're working in the frequency domain and use here the previous NK enhanced speech coefficients for one specific frequency bin in order to predict the current speech coefficient. For this, we use conventional linear prediction techniques based on a model order NK and AR coefficients A, which have to be known or estimated in advance. In the second step, called update step, we then only have to estimate the prediction error that we've made in the first step. This prediction error is denoted in the following as ES. And in order to estimate this prediction error, we consider here this differential signal D, which is the noise input coefficient minus the first prediction. And as we'll see later, we perform here, in order to estimate ES, we perform a spectral weighting of the differential signal D by a weighting gain G in order to estimate ES. Once we've estimated ES, we can then update our first prediction and finally get then here the enhanced speech coefficients. Such a Kalman filter system, a low-order Kalman filter system, is applied separately for each frequency bin, and we can then finally transform here the whole frame back into the time domain. The whole system can be extended to noise signals in order to exploit also possible correlation of noise signals. Therefore, we apply the propagation step also to the noise signal, where we use here the previous MK enhanced estimates, noise estimates from the past in order to predict the current noise coefficient. In the update step then, we have to estimate two prediction errors, that of the speech signal ES and that of the noise signal EN. So let's have a closer look to this problem. So the objective here in the update step I just mentioned is to estimate ES and ES and EN based on the differential signal D. In this case, D is given as the noisy input coefficient, S plus N, minus the first speech prediction, minus the first noise prediction. And this expression can also be stated as sum of the two prediction errors, ES plus EN. So we have a classical noise reduction problem here in the update step. We have a target signal ES that we want to estimate, which is disturbed by an additive noise signal EN, and we've got access only to the noisy differential signal D. And this allows us to use here any conventional statistical estimator, which is adapted to the statistics of ES and EN. And we can perform here a spectral weighting of this differential signal D by a weighting gain G in order to estimate ES, or by one minus G in order to estimate EN. In order to determine now these weighting gains G, the original Kármán filter approach assumes a Gaussian PDF for ES and EN and minimizes the mean square error between ES and its estimate, and comes therewith to the well-known Wiener filter solution for the weighting gain G, as can be seen here. However, we measured the statistics of the speech prediction error signal ES, and the distribution of ES is not Gaussian, but super Gaussian, as we showed at the ICASP in 2008. And this fact can now be exploited in the update step if we do not use a Wiener filter, but a statistical estimator which can be adapted to the measured statistics. For example, this MMSE estimator by Erkelenz and his colleagues, which assumes a generalized gamma distribution for the target signal. So far, we measured our PDF of ES for a wide as an R range and averaged the results at the end. So at the end, we had one single histogram. In this contribution now, we performed an as an R-dependent measurement of the statistics. Therefore, we disturbed our speech signals by wide Gaussian noise at different input SNR values and measured the histograms. The results can be seen here, the normalized PDF for the magnitude of ES dependent on the input SNR, which varies here from minus 20 to 35 dB. And as you can clearly see, the input SNR has influence on the histograms. The higher the input SNR, the higher here the probability that only smaller prediction errors occur. And this fact now can also be exploited in our system if we use an SNR-dependent MMSE estimator in the update step. For this, we use the MMSE estimator I mentioned before, which is now adapted to each of the histogram we've just seen. So for each quantized SNR value with a step size of 5 dB, we use here a different MMSE estimator. So our weighting gain is now also dependent on the input SNR. And in order to estimate this input SNR in our system, we simply use enhanced speech and noise coefficients from previous frames. With such a system, we increased, of course, the computational complexity and the memory requirements compared to a conventional statistical estimator. Compared to a Wiener filter, for example, we increased the complexity by a factor of 6, roundabout. And additionally, we, of course, have to store previous frames for the prediction part and a lookup table for each of the used MMSE estimator. Okay, before I come to the results, some more system settings. We use here relative low model orders, so the model order of 3 for the speech signal and a model order of 2 for the noise signal. The error coefficients are determined in each frame using the Levinson Durbin algorithm, which is applied to estimates from previous frames. And we use minimum statistics in the update step to perform the noise power estimation. Okay, what can we achieve with such a system? At first, objective measurements averaged over 5 different noise signals. Here you see the segmental speech SNR plotted over the noise attenuation with the input SNR varying here from minus 10 to 35 dB. The objective here is to achieve a high noise attenuation and a high segmental speech SNR. So the more these curves are placed in the upper right corner, the better the performance. In blue and red, you see the results of two purely statistical estimators, the Wiener filter and the Laplacian MSE estimator, which assumes a Laplacian distribution for the speech signal. And in green and black, you see the two proposed Kármán filter approaches. In green, where we use the SNR-independent MSE estimator in the update step, and in black, a new approach with the SNR-dependent MMSE estimator. And overall, you can see here that we, with the two Kármán filter approaches, we outperform the two purely statistical estimators. If you look here, for example, an input SNR of 5 dB and keep here the segmental speech SNR constants, we achieve here a much higher noise attenuation with the two model-based approaches and can gain here up to 3 dB in noise attenuation if we compare the Wiener filter and the new SNR-dependent Kármán filter approach. Would also like to give you a short demonstration of these four investigated techniques. At first, I will play the noisy signal, then the enhanced signals by the Wiener filter and the Laplacian MSE estimator, then the two Kármán filter approaches, and at last, once again, the noisy signal.
Help the woman get back to her feet. A pot of tea helps to pass the evening. Help the woman get back to her feet. A pot of tea helps to pass the evening. Help the woman get back to her feet. A pot of tea helps to pass the evening. Help the woman get back to her feet. A pot of tea helps to pass the evening. Help the woman get back to her feet. A pot of tea helps to pass the evening. Help the woman get back to her feet. A pot of tea helps to pass the evening.
So I hope that you could hear that we achieve here with the new proposed SNR-dependent Kármán filter the highest noise attenuation while achieving almost the same speech quality than the other approaches. Additional objective measurements showing similar behavior can be found in the paper. In the meantime, we also conducted an informal listening test, which cannot be found in the paper. On the left side, we compared two estimators which were not adapted to some measured statistics and compared here the SNR-independent Kármán filter with the Wiener filter. And on the right side, we compared two estimators which are explicitly adapted to measured statistics. Here we compared the SNR-dependent Kármán filter with a super-Gaussian MAP estimator. In total, we had 19 test persons who judged the overall quality of the respective techniques. And in both figures, you can see a clear preference for the two proposed Kármán filter techniques. Okay, to summarize, we presented here a modified Kármán filter approach, which is able to exploit temporal correlation of speech and noise signals. We showed that in the update step, the input SNR has influence on the statistics of the speech prediction error signal. This fact can be exploited by using an SNR-dependent MMSE estimator, which is adapted to the measured histograms in the update step. And we showed in objective and subjective evaluations that we can improve the results of purely statistical estimators. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you very much. The first question.
It's a little hard to hear, but I thought I detected an increased amount of musical noise in your last examples that you played. Can you comment, please?
Yeah, that's true. I mean, it's the trade-off between noise attenuation, speech distortion, and musical tones. And, with the first two aspects, we are better. but we unfortunately slightly increase the amount of musical noise there. Well, you could choose some other post-processing techniques to reduce the remaining musical noise.
Yeah. John.
So in the plot that you had, I think you had four different types of noise that you were looking at. If I remember correctly, were the video audio clips? Yes. So you had five different types of noise. These are the average across all five?
Yes.
And what you play, that was the white Gaussian noise example?
That was the factory noise.
The factory noise, okay. And one quick question. That N sub k term, you set that equal to 3 for speech and 2 for noise. Did you try varying that for different types of speech, like vowels or consonants and so forth?
No, not that. We average over a large database of speech, so not explicitly for vowels or something.
And the values you set for 2, that doesn't make a difference for the different types of noise?
Yeah, it depends how correlated the noise is. Yeah. So, it depends on the type of noise. It's less for white Gaussian noise and more, of course, for babble noise.
Okay, I don't see further comments. So, I would like to thank all the speakers of this session.